We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, got a business idea? Got a cool invention? Call in now for the Buzz Business Pitch Tank with our investor, Brandon T. Adams. 818-2899.
Yay! Here we go. Brandon T. Adams on the Buzz. Hi. Good morning, Brandon. Welcome. Hi. Live from...
Good morning. Live. Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, buddy.
We wear black on Thursdays, by the way, if you're watching us on Facebook Live. And we're like, wow, did you guys color coordinate? Yes, we did. We did call each other.
All right. What's going on with the voice memo you left Sandy yesterday?
Oh, my God. Brandon? I get this voice memo from Brandon. Now, you know, if you've been listening, Brandon's suggestion, anytime you want to reach out or connect with somebody, he suggests you leave a voice memo. Okay, because it's more personal, whatever, whatever. So I get this voice memo from Brandon, and I'm listening to it. Brandon, this is what it sounds like. Okay, Sandy, so what the hell is he doing? What's happening?
Multitasking. Multitasking.
Epitome of multitasking right here.
Oh, look what I got. What is that?
Tell me you were out for a run.
Please.
It's funny. I almost said, because I was like walking fast to a meeting. There was traffic everywhere. But even Leah will tell you, I've done voice memos and videos while running because I wanted to get my thought out. So picture me running down the street, doing a video and talking and then doing it because I don't want to forget about it once I get to the end of my run.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So I was running. No, come on, get your mind out of the gutter there, Sammy.
Your executive assistant, Leah, is on with us also today. Hi, Leah. Thanks for wearing black.
Hi, of course.
Leah!
I was trying to tell her that kind of voice memo is very normal.
Yes, really.
Leah, to catch everybody up, is my daughter.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah does now, after having Brandon on the air with us so many times. I mean, we've connected so many people to Brandon. It's awesome. And if you ever want this connection, just email me and we'll get you on the air with us. But long story short, my daughter now works for him. So today's topic, and we invited you in with us, Leah. I feel like Leah's had more airtime than I have. I'm on the air with everybody.
Right, she's got more air miles than you have.
She does.
She's going to be signing autographs in Rochester.
I know.
Pictures, selfies.
Yeah. And the torch, Mom.
The woman at the airport when she was going on the last most recent business trip, what did the woman at the airport say, Leah?
She said, oh my gosh, are you Sandy Waters' daughter? I've never gotten that.
That's awesome.
I love it. No. Anyhow, shout out to the cute lady at the airport, Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, so today we thought we would, because so many moms and parents say this to me once I explain Leah what Leah's doing. Mm-hmm. She decided not to go to college right after high school. She's going to try to make it on her own, be an entrepreneur. She's always had this entrepreneurial spirit.
It started with bath bombs.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So when I say that, all these parents have been more recently saying, hey, my kid is saying the same thing, that they don't know what they want to do. They feel like they have this entrepreneurial thing going. They want to start their own thing. So we thought we'd have that be the focus for today.
I love it. That's the focus today. I want to just say a couple things. So first, Leah is the multimedia manager and video production manager, Brandon T. Adams, and our companies, which is huge. And she's 18 years old.
Yeah.
So, like, age does not matter. And she graduated high school, what, a year ago? And so the power of, you don't have to, I want to share this and we'll get the thoughts from Leah. We live in a world where if you want to become a business owner, you want to go on endeavors, you don't have to go to college right away. You do not have to go to college at all, because you have access to so much knowledge from YouTube, through going to trainings, going to events. I mean, you could go to college, you could spend $50,000, $100,000 a year, or you could go right into your endeavors and maybe spend $30,000, $40,000, not even that, learning while also making money and putting yourself in a position to be way farther than somebody that went to 4 years of college. Now, I get it if you're going to corporate world or something else, but as an entrepreneur or an individual making money on their own endeavors, you don't need college. And so, Leah, the conversation you had, like all parents were like, oh, are you going to go to college? What are you going to do?
I go to college.
Leah came to me, and you get backstory. 2 years ago, she came to me, and she had advice for her bath bomb business. She's like, hey, Brandon, what do you think? I gave her some advice, and then I'm like, do you want an internship? and she followed up, and that she worked her way up to where she's at today, and it led to a great partnership. But she said to me, Brandon, what do you think about me going to college? Because she discredited high school. And I said, Leah, I'm not going to be the one to persuade you, because I think you have to make it up for yourself, your choice that you're going to do. But I'll tell you this. Here's this option. Here's this option. Both could work, but here's the different ways, pros and cons for each. And then she was the one that made the decision. But I want to throw it to Leah. What was the ultimate thing that you said, hey, I don't want to go to college. I want to go and pursue business on my own right out of the gate?
I think it just came down to pros and cons, because depending on what degree or what major you want to go into, you might not need to go to college. So I felt like I had such a great opportunity working with you and already the connections that I was making that I felt like I would get that from college too. So I think it's just whatever feels right for you. College never really was something that I was like super excited about or looking forward to. And so I felt like if I'm already doing this with Brandon, what more is college going to teach me? And also, this degree, you don't really, to be in this field, you don't really need a degree like you would if you wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
Right.
So
exactly.
That kind of, it was a long thought out process. I had to get opinions from all my family members. I did end up deciding not to, just from literally making a pros and cons list.
And a year later, are you still confident that you made the right choice?
Yeah, I can't even imagine myself in college right now, because I did get accepted into the college I wanted to go to, but I wouldn't have made the connections that I've even just made within the past month if I moved out to that college. So I'm still very confident in my decision, but I never say that I'll never go back.
That's
her
good.
Grandpa might be listening. That's why she said that.
Okay, yeah, I got to throw that in there. Brandon, for parents, like, okay, I have a chef son who's a chef. So that's not really independent, but I also have another son who is in real estate. He's his own dude. What would you tell parents when your kids come up to say, "Hey, I'm non-traditional"? How do you think about that? Wait, what is this? What is the things that parents can try to understand when it comes to when your kid wants to take a different route? Or be a TikTok star or whatever.
I think here's what I look at, and here's what happened. I mean, I'll tell you, when I went to college, I was a typical college person. I got a 1.68 GPA my freshman year. I got kicked out of the dorms because I was disrupting the whole building. I got a big fight. And I was drinking alcohol every day and doing drugs. So I really, like, for like a couple of years of my college career, I wasn't really progressing. And I was spending money. I was incurring debt and all these different things. Now, you go as an entrepreneur endeavor, you learn from your mistakes. So I would tell them, let them go and figure it out for themselves. Let them fail. Let them, even if they fail and make mistakes and they lose $20,000-$30,000 in the process, that's still going to be less than what they would have paid for a college tuition. And let me tell you, they're going to learn more in the process. And by the way, they're going to have opportunities to make money. Yes, you can make some money at college, maybe work a part-time job, but it's likely not going to be what you could do by focusing 100% on your endeavors. If it's real estate, one sale could make you what your college tuition would be.
Exactly.
In business, one opportunity. And I'll give Leah an example, then I'm going to throw something back to you, Sandy. I love this topic so much. So Leah, she is in like 6 months. She's been in rooms, is that direct access from sharks from Shark Tank, literally having direct access, high net worth individuals giving her advice. She's been on Emmy award-winning productions. And you think about, hey, that production class, no class can teach what she learned.
Yeah.
That business class pitching, no class can teach what she learned. So these are things that she wouldn't get anywhere else, let alone she was able to build a connection with somebody like myself. But there is so much opportunity by not going to college and going on your own path. But Sandy, I want to put it to you. What was your thought knowing, hey, Leah is not going to college and she's going on her own? Tell me what was going through your mind. Real honest truth. Let's put it out in there.
Yeah, tell me too.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. Wait, what's happening? You don't want to go to college?
You were brought up so traditional, Sandy. You said, got to go to college. And your sisters did it and you got to do it.
Absolutely. That's the path. There is no choice when I was growing up. And she knows that because my dad is relentless still to this day. He lays on the guilt and with me to a point where I had to have a talk with my mother. And I'm like, Mom, you make me not want to come over anymore when you grill me for 20 minutes on why I'm allowing my kid not to go to college. So it was a tough pill to swallow at first because it was just not the plan, but it didn't feel right to her. Like, I know, I've always known that there's something different about her. And I think every parent realizes that. They know what's good for their kid. It's just inside them. They have this feeling that, okay, it might not be the picture that I painted in my head, but you do have to trust that, okay, they'll just figure it out. Who cares, right? We've been on the air with you enough to know that, Brandon, that there is no age. Some people at 50 start their career all over again.
Yeah.
They leave their job. We've had it on the air with us. People who are like, I just left my corporate job. I'm 50 years old. Brandon, help me figure out my part two. So,
just think all that money you've been saving in the college fund since she was born. Yeah, I put it down on a condo in North Carolina.
FYI,
you're getting it.
The 520, yeah, okay. So the 529, my friends, can only be used for college. So God help me, my younger daughter better go to college. I lost all that money. But anyone who is listening right now, who your kids are saying, I want to sign up for a major in business, what do you say to that, Brandon? That specific direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, here's the thing, business, they teach, you're going to a school and most of the professors they learn by books and they haven't learned by actually doing business. Some have, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But you're going and learning from people that have not really had a real life, tangible, actional, like business success. And so when you go out and do it on your own, that's the best lesson you can have. Yeah, I learned a few things in business management class and entrepreneur studies and all that. But my best lessons have been, when I went and did something and failed and lost money and learned from it and didn't do it again and then learned from that mistake and allowed that to make more money in different ways. And so the best way to learn in business is do business.
Mm-hmm.
It's go out and do endeavors.
Let's do it.
It's figuring, like, it's honestly coming to, like, the stuff we do, seminars, workshops, trainings, going and learning from people online, buying courses online. You could spend literally 10% of what you would spend at college learning online, spend 5 hours a day from courses, training, videos, and you would learn more than you would at college. And I'm sorry, colleges, I'm saying that right now. If you're going into a business, you can learn more by not going to college and just doing it yourself and learning from your mistakes. And the biggest thing that'll change the thought process for you parents out there, let's say you're going to go spend $50,000 on your kids for the first year of college. Let them go spend $50,000 in business learning from mistakes and making money in the process. It'll be worth so much more in the long run, in my opinion.
That's great stuff.
And every kid is different. Some kids need college. So if you're college, don't worry.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're not going to go, if you're not going to go, you have to actually do stuff, though. That's the biggest pill to swallow. It's just you're on your own.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of lessons there, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Leah, you're doing great. I'm so proud of you. And Anthony, Scotty's son, my goodness, he's kicking ass, too.
Kicking ass and taking names.
In real estate.
Yeah. I can't even give him advice. It's great. It's the best.
No, he makes more. Anthony. Yeah. I'm sorry. Huh? Anthony makes way more than Scott already.
Probably. His net worth is probably five times.
Yes. And Anthony's 24. How old?
24.
Yeah.
Brandon T. Adams, thanks, man. People can find you anywhere. Just type in Brandon T.
Adams. Brandon T. Adams. Yeah. Just Google me. Find me everywhere.
Rise and Record is the event coming up in October in Nashville.
October 17th to the 19th. Go to riseandrecord.com. And also follow Leah.
Yes.
Check out her podcast.
Yeah.
Decision Day podcast.
Decision Day. Just Google that and follow Leah. Give her some love on TikTok and through anywhere you get your podcast, especially the Odyssey app. All right, guys. Break. Love you. Have a great week.
Love you.
Thank you.
Saturday Night of Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
The Breakfast Buzz in the Morning. 98.9 The Buzz.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.